This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spending a few minutes now with Delaware head football coach Danny Rocco. His squad headed to the FCS playoffs, and they will open things on the road on Saturday, visiting a CAA rival, visiting James Madison. And first of all, Coach, congratulations. I know this has been a goal for the program since you've been on board. It's big to get Delaware football back to the postseason. You got to be thrilled for the kids that they saw their name up on a line.
Yeah, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate that. And we were really excited as the evening or Saturday night went on and into Sunday morning. We were really confident that our body of work was going to get us into the postseason and that we would be on the bracket. And but until you see your name, you never know. So our student athletes were extremely excited when we saw Delaware go up there on the selection show, and just a real joyful moment, you know, for our team and for our university and our fan base. And you know, we're excited to go down to James Madison. It's such a great season this year in the CAA, getting six teams into the playoffs. It's the first time in the history of the FCS playoffs that one conference got six teams in, and we're excited to be one of them.
Your quarterback, Pat Kehoe, I think it was a concussion or concussion-like symptoms against Villanova. He missed much of the game. I think I saw you early in the week, you were optimistic. Where's the arrow pointing as far as Pat's availability going forward?
Well, we'll know more here today. You know, there's a protocol that all of our student-athletes have to go through, regardless of what the injury would be. There's always a protocol to return to play, and we'll know more here later today as to where Pat is within that protocol. You know, we certainly have options at quarterback, and we're certainly looking at a variety of different ways to play this game. And, you know, that's kind of part of the postseason, though. You know, the one thing, and you hear me say it all the time, and it may get a little old, but, you know, in season, it's your body of work. I mean, it's no different than the NFL. What's your record? I mean, your record at the end of the year is always going to determine, you know, where you are and where you place in the standings and whether you get into the postseason. It's the same thing here. You know, what's your record? And then what's your body of work? Once you get into the postseason, these are, you know, survive in advance. They're all standalone games. And each week you kind of just take a step back and say, what's the best way to try to put our roster together to win this game on Saturday, and we're looking and pursuing different options as we get into the middle part of the week.
Let's talk about the matchup with James Madison. I mean, they've been a phenomenal program for years. What's the first thing that jumps out when you start breaking down this one?
Well, you know, the interesting thing about the matchup, the fact that we got a team out of our league, and it kind of works on both sides. You know, a lot of times in that first round, you don't have any idea who you're going to play till you obviously see the names come up on the bracket. And quite often, it's a team that you have no familiarity with. It's a team that you haven't seen on film. So usually the most common protocol is you're kind of scurrying to get information. You're scurrying to get the videotape. You're really trying to dig in and try to figure out information on their team, their roster, their season. But with this one, it's a little bit different for both teams. You know, we both have seen each other on tape all year long. A lot of our opponents late in the season had already played James Madison and vice versa. A lot of their opponents had already played Delaware. So they're seeing us on tape. They're kind of tracking us a little bit, even though they weren't playing us. So there is some familiarity there. And when you look at them on tape, you know, they're a lot more similar than different than what they've been in the past. Offensively, they run the ball very well. This quarterback is very accurate in the RPOs and in the passing game, and he's very athletic. And then defensively, Their statistics really do speak for themselves as they're one of the leading defenses in the country.
The fact that it is a conference opponent, the playoffs is new for your roster. Does this help keep them, I don't know if grounded is the word, but sometimes when it goes to the playoffs, teams maybe get a little wide-eyed. Does this help that, hey, this is a CAA team, you kids are very familiar with it, let's just go do what we do?
I think so, and maybe not, you know, exactly like that, but I do think that, you know, there's a reality that, you know, knowing who they are, knowing what they've done, you know, this is a week where, you know, there shouldn't be any need to have to motivate the team to be ready to play and be excited about playing and understanding how good the opponent is. And, you know, this is a week where we really have nothing to lose. You know, this is kind of a, you know, no pressure game for our team. You know, we go down there, we should be able to play loosely, play with a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm, and try to find a way to win the game. So I think from that perspective, I think there are some things that our student athletes can really respond to in a positive way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.